Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Donna Catalano, a co-worker of mine at South Shore Arts, who has been heading up our grant program with funding from the Indiana Arts Commission for Lake Porter and LaPorte County grant applicants for how many years, Donna?
This is my 11th year.
Oh, goodness.
I'm excited. Yeah, no, it's a good thing. We have grants coming up. We have lots of grantees. We improved, I think, over the last 10 years. We went from 13 grantees up to 40 last year. So it's an exciting time for us.
Yeah. And the amount of money has increased as well. That we have close to $250,000.
Yes. As of our discussion yesterday, $245,379.
Yes, I actually can remember that number, too. That was so funny trying to sort out how much money we had for each category. Okay. So, well, there are categories, and that's
yes.
important for our applicants to understand. So what? Well, tell us about
that. We have three categories. The first category is Arts Organization Support Level 2, and that is for arts organizations that have an operating cash income of over $250,000 and upwards from there. And they can apply for up to $20,000 in IAC grant funding. And they get a nice break because they only have to apply at this level every other year. Mm-hmm. So the grant cycle for them lasts 2 years, and they can do that. Next level is level one, which is arts organization support of organizations that have a cash operating income of $50,000 up to $249,000. Mm-hmm. And again, but they do have to apply every year, and they can apply for up to $10,000. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least is our art project support, where we have most of our applicants, and those are for smaller arts organizations who have an operating income of under $50,000 and or for arts projects conducted by non-arts organizations. Mm-hmm. So like the town of Munster has an art music series at Heritage Park. Mm-hmm. So they would be able to apply for that arts programming mm-hmm. that they have. Or Tall Tree Arboretum in the past has been a grantee. So we have lots of those.
We have the most of those.
We have 26 of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these for, the first criteria... criterion, since it would be single, singular, is that these organizations have to be nonprofit, registered nonprofits recognized by the state and the federal government.
For the arts organization grants, they do have to be their own nonprofit. If you're in the art project support, you can be a nonprofit or you can have a nonprofit as your fiscal agent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and it's all for arts programming,
yes,
one way or another.
Yeah, you have to do something artsy.
You have to do something artsy. So when you were talking about the AOS 2 level applicants, those are we have a much smaller number of those in our region. We're region one.
Yeah, I think we had seven of those last year.
Northwest Indiana Symphony.
Yeah.
Lebesnik Center for the Arts.
LaPorte County Symphony. Who else is up in level
Theater
two?
Theater at the Center.
Theater at the Center, Indiana Ballet Theater.
Right.
Those are our larger organizations. And then our smaller arts organizations are South Shore Dance Alliance with Larry Brewer.
Mm-hmm. Miller Beach Arts.
Miller Beach Arts, Chesterton Arts Center. So we have those.
And we fund several of the theater companies
yep.
in Northwest Indiana.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's fun to think about. Some of them are arts organization. I should say arts education mm-hmm. organizations. Some of them are the community theater groups that the largest of them being Chicago Street Theater
mm-hmm.
In Valparaiso.
Yes.
Smaller ones, including what's the one on Franklin?
Seedlings. We have Seedlings. We have
the one on Franklin Street in Michigan City. I was trying to think.
They used to be a grantee. They aren't this year. We're trying to get them back. That was Jerry Peters' group called Canterbury Summer Theater, and it was Main Street Theater, I think. Yeah.
So the deadline for the applicants this year is March 1st.
No, March 5th.
March
they get
5th.
An extra 4 days.
Okay, great. March 5th.
Four days, March 5th. The applications are live online as mm-hmm. of today.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to www.in.gov/arts, and that'll take you right to the website and programming. We have another deadline for our individual artist placement,
mm-hmm.
and that deadline is February 7th, and that's for individual promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And then an on-ramp RAMP program, which is How to Be an Arts Entrepreneur, which is a three-day course down at IU in Bloomington, and that is deadline is January 15th, I believe. Okay. So lots of opportunities. You can always contact me at donna@southshoreartsonline.org, and I will answer any questions they have, and I'll help people walk through their application if they're confused and bewildered.
Exactly, and which you might be.
Yes, you are sometimes.
Well, thanks for being here to tell us about the grant program and that opportunity, Donna, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.